BBC News with Debbie Russ. India is under a three-week lockdown as the country struggles to stop the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, said an absolute curfew was needed to stop the country being set back by decades. He also announced almost $2 billion of investment in health infrastructure. The state of New York is in danger of being overwhelmed by the pandemic. It only has a tenth of the number of intensive care beds it needs. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the outbreak would peak within 3 weeks, when President Trump says businesses should reopen. Italy has seen its second highest daily number of coronavirus deaths after 2 days of improving figures, but the rate of infections is slowing down. Spain has, meanwhile, asked NATO for humanitarian assistance. Britain is to open an emergency medical centre next week, which can treat 4,000 people. It will be located in a repurposed exhibition centre in East London. As Thursday's lockdown approaches in South Africa, many towns have seen people panic buying essentials. The country has Africa's highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19, with more than 500 infections. The Tokyo Olympics has been postponed because of the pandemic. The IOC said the decision was taken to protect lives. Many athletes whose training was interrupted by the current restrictions have welcomed the move. The main US share index has gone up by more than 11%, its biggest rise in decades. The markets have been boosted by central bank promises to pump more money into the global economy and hopes of a deal on a massive US stimulus package. And the US playwright Terence McNally has died of complications caused by COVID-19. He was 81. McNally won several awards, among them a Best Play Tony for Love, Valour, Compassion. BBC News.